We're going to look at a story of how Padre Pio was involved in a case of brain illness. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. I am Edward Urban. On this channel, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of Saint Padre Pio, a Capuchin monk, a mystic, and a miracle worker. And we offer to you a series of short stories. So do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession could do for you or for someone you love. And we do ask you to help us with our Padre Pio apostolate. And you can do this by liking our video, clicking that thumbs up, sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. And also, if you haven't already, then do subscribe to that channel. You need to click that reminder bell thereafter. So our story begins when a certain Dr. Francesco Fontana, who was a notary in Florence, but he was visiting San Giovanni Rotondo, where Padre Pio's monastery was. And he recalls that during one of these visits that he met a Dr. Sanguinetti. And Dr. Sanguinetti confided in him that he had a patient who was just 20 years old, but was suffering from a severe brain illness. And then, in fact, it was so bad that she was no longer responding to the medical treatment that he was giving her, and that now an operation on her brain was necessary as soon as possible. However, Dr. Sanguinetti was undecided. Which hospital should he send her to? The one in Rome or the very good hospital in Bari? So he decided, well, let's go and ask Padre Pio's advice. And Dr. Fontana and this young lady, the patient's father, accompanied Dr. Sanguinetti to the monastery. They entered the Capuchin cell and they told him the whole story of her case and asked, you know, what they should do. Padre Pio's response, he said, I just have no inspiration on this one. So that would appear to not be a very good sign. Well, certainly the father of the patient, when he heard this, he took it as a bad sign and he broke down in tears and he began to cry. And Padre Pio was visibly moved when he saw this. And he focused his attention on the father, comforting the poor old man, saying, no, no, don't cry. Take her to Bari. And then he whispered this, and hopefully, before she arrives there, and then his voice kind of died out, petered out, didn't complete the sentence. He said nothing further. He just looked at Dr. Sanguinetti, and then he said goodbye to everyone. And shortly after that, of course, the patient was taken to Bari in an ambulance. It was not an easy journey because she was suffering from a severe headache and a very high fever. However, during the journey, she seemed to calm down on the way to Bari, and she suddenly stopped complaining. She appeared relaxed. She seemed peaceful. And she even asked, to everyone's surprise, if she could just get out of bed, as she was actually feeling quite good. The doctor, he thought, no, there's something wrong here, and insisted she must stay in bed. He thought she was actually going through some sort of a delirium. He was worried about that. Then she suggested to the doctor, well, then examine me and see if there's any trace of pain or fever. And her appearance was now completely normal. She appeared fine. Well, on arrival in Bari at the clinic, the specialist then examined her. And he was confused after his examination and stated, I do not understand why she's even been brought here, because the affected organ, which was the brain, is completely healthy. It's as if it has never been sick. And the next day, Dr. Sanguinetti and Fontana, they reported all of this to Padre Pio, what had happened, and they joked that they were now in a rather complicated situation with the doctor in Bari. They weren't being taken seriously anymore. And Padre Pio was highly amused with this, and he exclaimed with a big smile on his face, well, let us thank God. Yes, Let us thank God. But at the same time, we must remember that Padre Pio was even hesitant about her being sent, as he said, "I have no inspiration." And then he added, "And hopefully, before she arrives there," that certainly seems to be what happened. So he must have known. And we do ask you to enroll your Mass prayer intentions. We have a Mass dedicated to Padre Pio, said every Friday. And you can enroll your intentions. Just go to the video on the end screen, or you can go to the video description below and click the link to our website to enroll your intentions.